My name's Stephen Cook. I'm the editor of Third Sector Magazine, which is a publication and a website that is for and about charities and the voluntary sector and the business of being a charity.
And you've been talking to us this morning about the survey that you've conducted about what the voluntary sector and the public sector think about the big society. And it turns out that the voluntary sector is a bit of an Eeyore, a bit of a down in the dumps. Is that, that's what you found, isn't it?
Yes, in many ways they're less enthusiastic than councils, especially the bigger councils, about some of the ideas and concepts of the big society. One, I think one reason for this might be that there may be a sort of civil service mentality among local councils where they see it as their job to put into effect what local representatives have decided, and so they're maybe a little bit more compliant. Whereas the dear old voluntary sector is a little more down to earth, a little more cynical maybe, and the doubters, the Eeyores of the story.
Perhaps a little bit of suspicion and mistrust you mentioned coming in between the voluntary sector and the local authorities that they might be needing to work more closely with.
Yes, that comes through quite strongly in the survey, that there isn't a great deal of confidence in the voluntary sector, that they have the trust and the interest of local councils in co-producing services in the future. I think it's because a lot of voluntary organisations, in their dealings with local authorities, have suffered from short-termism, getting their grants sort of announced and cut at very short notice. Grants and contracts of the voluntary sector are often the first to go because it's easy when the council has to make cuts and so on. And so I think they rather labour under that kind of experience.
Is there any good news, any positive outcomes from that you've upturned in your research?
I think the most optimistic thing from the government's point of view, and really from everyone's point of view in a way, is that the idea of the big society does seem to strike a chord in everybody. If you ask the question, do you believe it to be a good thing in principle, quite a strong majority, 60-odd percent I think it was, say yes. But then you ask them, well, do you understand what it is? And that figure drops right down to about 30%. They say no. And so everybody's task really is to develop the concept and fill in the gaps, because we know from what the government's been saying that they're not going to change course, certainly not unless they're forced to by another general election.
And finally, Stephen, where do you sit personally? Are you an Eeyore or are you more of a Tigger?
I'm sort of sitting on the fence at the moment, I'm afraid. Because there is this general enthusiasm for the idea of the big society, I personally feel that it's a good thing, it's a good ideal. I'm not prepared to kind of dismiss it out of hand, but I do think there are lots of problems of communication and practical implementation and support before we really see it taking root in the way the government intends.
Stephen Cook, Third Sector, thanks very much.
That's a pleasure.